headsets?
You're on a roll. You're on a roll?
Yeah, okay.
We'll roll it now. All right.
Welcome to Blue Power, everybody. Here's Mr. Alistair Green. We'll be right back. I just heard this this noise coming from a bag over there. Mr. Green is rustling some stuff. Mr. Alistair Green, welcome to BluePower.com.
Thank you for having me.
We're real glad to have you. And I saw Mr. Green at B.B. King's several weeks ago, and I was blown away. And loved the way this young man plays, and thought it's about time we had some new people here on BluePower.com. Alistair, how are you?
I'm doing good tonight.
You came a long way. You came from Santa Barbara. That's where you live, right?
Yeah, it's not that far, but it's a little bit of a hike.
A little bit of a hike. How long did it take you to get here?
About an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Traffic bad?
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone's busy getting somewhere.
I understand. I understand. I saw you. You were playing slide, and, of course, Mr. Green opened up with a live slide piece, and then we went into the song A Little Wiser from Mr. Green's CD. Is this your first, second, third?
That's the first that I've done, like, under my name with my songs. I've played on some other people's projects and stuff before, but that's my first child.
And you produced it?
Yeah.
Excellent, man. Excellent. You have a marvelous band.
Oh, well, thanks. They'll be pleased that you said so.
Well, no, they ones I saw, these are the same guys that played on this, right?
Yeah, actually on the record it's the same drummer and bass player, and actually we have a different keyboard player that's been playing with us live now.
Yeah. Yeah, see, the print is so small in here. Why don't you run the guys by, that played on A Little Wiser?
Well, on A Little Wiser, Tom Lackner played drums.
Yeah.
And Jack Kennedy played bass.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple special guests. We had Mitch Kashmar coming to play harmonica, who is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and he's a good player.
He's a Southern California guy. And Jim Cleary came in and played some Hammond B3 on a couple things.
Cool.
So I feel blessed to gotten those guys in the studio and laid down that stuff. So.
Yeah. And Mr. Green's sitting totally in the dark. I can't see his face. But he's a handsome young man. And how long have you been playing?
I think probably about 12 or 13 years. I think I started like my first year of high school. So I would have been like 86, 85, 86. So.
And what were you listening to then?
Honestly, or do you want me to sound like I would?
No.
When I first started playing guitar, the guys that were around that I was exposed to were a lot of, like, the rock and roll guys of that period, like Eddie Van Halen. And so from there, that was kind of where I started. So I kind of learned how to sort of run before I could really crawl. And then I didn't really discover blues until a few years later.
Yeah. Blues, when you say blues, what blues did you discover?
Well, I actually got turned on to I think it was about four or five records that a friend of mine loaned me. It was B.B. King Live at the Regal, Buddy Guy, A Man in the Blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan's first two or three records, and then Johnny Winter, second Winter, were like the records so this guy just said, here, man, you got to get into these, and those basically kind of changed my life forever, and it's just like, Eddie Van Who?
Were you born in California?
Yeah.
You're a California man.
Yes, indeed.
And where?
In Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Damn, man. You are fortunate. Both David and I love Santa Barbara.
Well, yeah, I mean, fortunate in a lot of ways. It's a hard town to stay in just because it is expensive.
Yeah.
So it's not like just because people live there means they're super prosperous. it's a nice place. It is a little bit sheltered, I think, from the rest of the world. But
that could be a good thing.
It can be in some regards. So,
that could be a real good thing. Well, let's play another cut.
Okay.
Let's play another. What would you like to hear? What should we do? It's a little different, perhaps, here.
Well, why don't we do maybe the second song on the record called Get My Wings.
Get My Wings.
All right.
We are certainly going to play Get My Wings. We'll be right back. Get my wings, Mr. Alistair Green.
Something else, man. When did you write that?
I think that was done right before we went into the studio, so probably a couple years ago.
A couple years ago, huh? Yeah. What's this song mean, man?
That's just, I think, kind of... Well, I'm all about, you know, interpret it for yourself. But, for me, it was kind of just relying on yourself, sort of, and not, you know, having to have people validate your existence. Just kind of, you know, believing in, you know, who you are and that kind of trip.
That kind of thing. People don't realize that everyone in the universe is unique.
Indeed.
Yeah, and if people would only do what they do best,
then
we'd all be happy,
yeah,
right?
We'd be better off, yes.
As far as guitars, what are your favorites?
Well, up until probably about a year and a half ago, I was mainly like a Fender Strat guy, and I've had a Les Paul since probably like 92 or 93, but over like the last year or so, that's kind of become my main guitar, just wanting to change, you know, just go for some different tones and stuff. So I've just kind of been doing the Les Paul thing more and more over the last couple of years.
You're a big guy, man. You can hold that damn thing up.
It's heavy, too.
It is. What is it weigh? What does a Les Paul weigh? You have any idea?
I got a heavy one, though. I don't know.
I know that a friend of mine got curvature of the spine from playing one for about 20 years.
Yeah.
It's just too heavy. But you had several guitars at B.B. King's.
Yeah.
Did you have a Dan Electro?
No, I had actually an SG that I was using for the slide.
Okay.
I had a Strat on that gig as well that I used for the first couple tunes, and I played Les Paul most of the night.
What kind of amps do you use?
Well, right now my guitar rig's just kind of thrown together. I'm using one of the like a newer Fender multi-channel amp. I think it's called a Hot Rod Deluxe. It's just like a 112.
Yeah.
And I kind of use that like semi-dirty, and I kind of use that mainly just because it has some reverb. And then that goes into like a Marshall 50-watt JCM 800 head.
Yeah.
Not to get all gear geek on you. And then the speaker cabinet actually is like an old Fender Bandmaster cabinet from like 65. It's like 212. So it's kind of, you know, I get kind of the best of both worlds, the Fender world and the Marshall world to kind of get...
Oh, you get a really, really fat sound. Yeah. It's a really nice fat...
Well, yeah, I figure out the secret to that's using more than one amp.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you get the different frequencies coming, you know, from the two different amplifiers. So.
Well, it's a great balance between you and the band. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
And, yeah, I wish Doug Deutsch would have been here tonight.
We could have
harassed him. You know, Doug is one of my favorite people. He has the ability to, excuse the term, completely piss me off because he is like a bulldog, and he does not, for his artists, for the people he works for, forget it, man. He is on it.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a good man.
Get him, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't stop until he gets the press. Until he gets the press.
Yeah.
Your influences... You know, who were your major influences as far as playing?
Well, when I first kind of started getting into what I guess we could consider blues rock, I knew when I started getting into it, I knew that you had to kind of go back and kind of learn the history. And the guys that really kind of struck me, obviously there's, you know, so many guys you could mention that we could sit here all night naming off great players. The guys that really struck me guitar-wise were like Freddie King and Magic Sam, just as far as like a really, you know, original style. I think my favorite kind of out of that time period and into the 70s as far as like blues guitarists would maybe be like Albert Collins, because I just think that he had the absolute, you know, most original tone and way of playing and everything. And then kind of from the rock end of the spectrum, obviously, you know, the first British invasion guys, but Duane Allman, for sure, and Johnny Winter were kind of guys that I saw, oh, you can kind of mix, you know, rock with blues, and it's still, you know, happening sound, and it doesn't necessarily have to get too far off base. And so those, you know, there's so many guys, though. I mean, like I said, we could sit here all night. And
well, you mentioned you had mentioned earlier Rory Gallagher.
Yeah.
Who's one of my favorites.
Oh, for sure.
And I was thinking about maybe we should play a tune here.
Oh, yeah.
By the late Mr. Rory Gallagher.
Oh, I would enjoy that thoroughly.
All right, let's kick it off here. Cool. Let's get down.
Well, I don't want no trouble.
back with Mr. Alistair Green on BluePower.com. I do want to say one thing before we start talking again. The Walter Trout contest has been absolutely amazing. We've had about 330 people send in, 330 contestants, and we've only had three winners so far. So I guess we picked the right song.
Right on.
Yeah, you'd think that but out of 330 people, out of six songs, more people would have guessed the right song. But I ain't telling what it is because we still got two more winners to go.
There you go.
And we're back with Mr. Alistair Green. Mr. Green, that was the song we played before was Mr. Rory Gallagher, of course, Leaving Town Blues. And that's from the Rattlesnake guitar album, The Songs of Peter Green.
Very cool stuff.
I understand that you learned a great deal from Rory Gallagher, just from listening to him.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Rory was one of those guys that really was true to himself, kind of regardless of what people were thinking of, during points in his career. And,
yeah.
He was able to mix in a lot of different kinds of music with his blues. And that was something I really kind of respected, and something that I've been trying to do as well, is taking, what's truly yours and, trying to add that to the blues and
absolutely
keep that part of the music. So.
Well, you do a great job, and so did he. I had the opportunity of meeting Mr. Gallagher in the late 60s when we were promoting live outdoor
was
shows.
Was he still in Taste then, or was it when he
was solo then.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, let's see.
It's a good
I
question.
Don't remember to tell you. It wasn't Tate. We booked him as Rory Gallagher.
Oh, okay. That was probably
and
early
basically, he had a trio.
Mm-hmm.
And just he and bass and drums.
It was Wilger Campbell playing drums and Jerry McAvoy on bass,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And he was amazing.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He could just take an audience and just bring them right to their feet.
Yeah.
His sense of dynamic proportion, as far as his playing was concerned, was amazing, because he would do things like Leaving Town Blues. He'd just play,
bring up a mandolin.
A mandolin,
and just go,
just go for it, That's, I guess it was the Irish in him, right?
Yeah.
But he was a phenomenal player, and it's sad that he's not with us anymore.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten a chance to see him.
Yeah, he was remarkable. He really was. But then so are you.
Oh.
And, I do believe, I'm not banging you, man. But, not banging your bell too hard. But there's some people I like, some people I don't like. And when I saw you play, I loved your attitude, for one thing. And I love the way you played, and you have a mighty fine band.
Yeah, those guys just make me look good.
Yeah, well, it takes a unit to make it work. I mean, it really is remarkable, and you guys sounded just great.
Cool.
And we're actually coming to the end of this first section of Blue Power, but we're going to be right back. Click on the part two of BluePower.com, and we're going to talk to Mr. Alistair Green some more. We'll be right back.